Senate Bill 202, an act to revise certain provisions regarding visitation rights for grandparents.
Senate Bill 202 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senate Bill 202.
Madam President.
Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm going to attempt to explain Senate Bill 202 with the understanding that if it isn't clear, I'd certainly be willing to defer the bill until tomorrow. But basically, this bill comes on behalf of grandparents in the state of South Dakota. It also comes on the behalf of a constituent who lost a daughter. That daughter had a granddaughter, had a child, and through the course of events and over the period of only a few months, the son-in-law remarried, and that new marriage created some animosity between the grandparent and the parents. This kind of situation, when we have blended families, does occur in South Dakota. And frankly, there needs to be a mechanism in place, a viable mechanism, for grandparents to participate in children's lives. As we beg mentors across the state of South Dakota to participate and make a difference, as we ask several organizations, Big Brothers and Big Sisters and all sorts of nonprofits, please get involved in children's lives and make a difference. We'd be silly to ignore that grandparents are a critically important and loving part of any child's life, and they can make a difference. But there's a second reason for this bill, and that's a Supreme Court decision. It's called Troxell v. Granville, and it was decided in June of 2000. Now, this wasn't a South Dakota Supreme Court decision. This was a United States Supreme Court decision. The case was quite significant, and it appeared to render our existing statute, SDCL 25-4-52, as unconstitutional. What happens when we have an unconstitutional statute in the books is that it's very difficult for grandparents to approach the court and make an argument. It's also difficult for parents to approach the court in response to those arguments because no one really has any statutory guidance, and certainly the court lacks statutory guidance. It's imperative, I think, for this legislature to change our grandparent statute. I've tried to accomplish both missions in Senate Bill 202. Not only does it give general guidance for the court on grandparent visitation, it also encompasses those situations where a child who has had a child dies and the grandparents have a presumptive right to visit that grandchild. No one is suggesting in Senate Bill 202 that grandparents have an automatic right of visitation. We continue to think that that visitation must be in the best interests of the child. But the other language in Senate Bill 202 is language taken from dicta in the U.S. Supreme Court decision, and that says that either the visitation would not significantly interfere with the parent-child relationship, or the parent or custodian of the grandchild has denied or prevented a grandparent reasonable opportunity to visit the grandchild. Those are two standards that the court said that they approved of, and they are taken from other statutes in other states. So although it is not guaranteed that what we're doing is constitutional, it certainly has a, quote, blessing from the dicta of the U.S. Supreme Court decision. It may be a little bit awkward to look at the wording in Senate Bill 202. Certainly when we say the best interests of the grandchild, if the parent of that grandchild, who is also the child of that grandparent, has died, is an awkward phrase. But legally, it defines specifically who we are talking about. And if you stop and you think about it, we're talking about grandparents, parents, and grandchildren. We just want to make sure that we're legally correct in our statutory language. This bill was reviewed by the state bar, and especially the family law section of the state bar, met with their approval. It was also run by Professor Roger Barron, who's at the University of South Dakota and teaches family law in the USD Law School. It was supported by AARP in committee, and I hope that will also be supported by members of the Senate on the floor today. It's an important piece of legislation. I hope you will move forward with it. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Koskinen.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. Well, I rise in opposition to Senate Bill 202 because I think that it does interfere with the basic family philosophy that the parents have the right to make those decisions. And I side with the Supreme Court. If you read in the bill, and I'll go back a little farther, if there's this kind of a problem between a parent, the parents and the grandparents of this child, there isn't anything that can happen that's going to be, I don't think there's going to be anything good that happens out of a visitation. I mean, very little that's going to happen out of visitation because the parents are going to become more entrenched if the grandparent takes the parent to court and forces them to do that. But I think this even trumps, it even goes farther if you read it, it trumps the parents' rights to discipline and take care of that child, protect the child. If you read the way the bill is drafted, and starting in line 6, it says, if the visitation is in the best interest of the child or grandchild, and the parent or custodian of the grandchild has denied or prevented a grandparent reasonable opportunity to visit the grandchild, it doesn't leave any place left for the parent to be involved in. It just says if they've denied the grandparent the right for visitation, and it's in the best interest of the child, the parent has no say. Does the grandparent then assume responsibility? We pass continually on this floor and out of this legislative process bills that make the parents more responsible for the actions of their children, with the privilege of and responsibility of the child also comes the responsibility of the actions of that child, and the grandparents aren't asking for those. I think that this is going the wrong direction. I honestly do. I'm a strong family of a supporter of families. You do have to have some kind of leadership in a family, just like we do on the floor. We have a certain chain of command, and this gets in the way of that. And I think it, by a court process, thwarts the parents' rights to protect, to guide, to encourage, and be responsible for that child. I just can't go along with this bill. I maybe it needs rewording to make it better, but I just think the basic principle is even flawed. And I'd ask you to let the Supreme Court's decision stand and not get in the way of the parents' rights and responsibilities.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Vitter.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, well, I agree with Senator Koskinen that we should have strong family values, and we do have a concept of stand together. There's still a statistic in the United States of America or in most places where 50% of the marriages don't work and they fail. Or in the situation that been brought forth where the wife died and the mother and daddy of the wife, and through jealousy through a family, can you imagine if you had a close relationship with your grandparents and all of a sudden you were shut off from them? There has to be an avenue to recover that. We live in a different world and a different concept today of how families operate, and why it may not be perfect, and I wouldn't want to diminish their parents' rights on discipline their children and all. I'm not in favor of that one bit. But I think if the court's reasonable factor can say that it's in the best interest of the child to continue to see that grandparent that they knew for a long period of time maybe, and then to be denied their access to love and care and to be able to associate with those people, with those young children, I think that is wrong. I think this may not be perfect, but it may be a step in the right direction.
Further remarks?
Madam
Senator McIntyre.
Madam President, members of the body, I thank you. I see this bill as an opportunity to strengthen family ties. Speaking as a counselor now rather than as a senator, I spent nearly 4 decades in the counseling office in South Dakota. Many, many times I dealt with these kinds of conflicts that are being described here and that Senator Koskinen mentioned. And many, many times I was appreciative of the fact that there were extended family members, grandparents, that could be involved in a family where a family was not maybe in disintegration, but certainly in a very stressed situation where there was stress between the parents, where a parent had died and the grandparents were stepping in. So I see this bill as a wonderful opportunity to strengthen family relationships in South Dakota. I hope that we can pass the bill as it is.
Further remarks? Senator Everest.
Madam President, thank you. I didn't mean to misinform anyone on the Senate through my discussion that the Troxell case from the U.S. Supreme Court came down on the side of parents and against grandparents. What the court really said is that if you have a statute on the books that talks about best interests of the child standard only for grandparent visitation, that it would be unconstitutional because there's a fundamental right that goes along with parenthood, and that a strict scrutiny standard would be used. In other words, the state would need a compelling interest in their statutory scheme, or that the grandparents would need a compelling interest when they're arguing their case before a court of law in order to gain visitation. That the constitutionality of the statute, as reviewed by the Supreme Court, can no longer just be the best interest of the child. And so what I am doing is using dicta from the case that sets up a different standard besides just the best interest of the child standard, one in which we look at whether the grandparent visitation would interfere with the parent-child relationship, for instance. And that is the language of Senate Bill 202. That kind of standard, the court said, would be appropriate. So the court, as I said, used a much stricter standard and held unconstitutional just the best interests of the child in this particular instance. So nothing about Senate Bill 202 would disallow a parent from prohibiting visitation. As always, people have the right to go to court and discuss that issue. But now the circuit court judge, where this case would start, has a different set of elements to determine whether visitation would be appropriate, including whether it would interfere with that basic parent-child relationship. And so I hope that we haven't, I haven't misled anyone and there isn't any misunderstanding about either the case or what we're trying to accomplish in this statute. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 202. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dishewik? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy? Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator DeHewick? Senator DeHewick?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 30, nays 3, excused 2.
Senate Bill 202 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. At this time,